Lesimte. Rashi says, simte is shchin, a type of a boil. So what is the refuah for that? Leima hochi, voz bazye, mas masye, kos kosye, shaloi vamloi, ilain malache, di ishtalchu, me aradistoy. So Rashi says, mas bazay, misamsye, kaskisaye, shemoi samalochim, al shem shekoyrim, umemasmusin, umemachasmusin, oisoi. They get rid of the shin. Was loshen biza loshen of kriye. Me'arad esdoim, kachu alachash, v'loi misdoim bo. Not that these malachim come from stoim. Ola so shchina ke'even, if a person wants to heal shchina ke'even, so the lachash is as follows. Bezoch bezich, bas bezich, besamsich, kemoin kamich, ein necha bich, ein cha bich, Asrich boch, zarich, kekolut, b'chip. Leido, d'loi pove, v'loi rabye, kach loi sifre, v'loi sirbe, begufe, de ployni, bar ployniz. Zogt Rashi boch, bezoch bezich, ein loi mashmois, alo kachu alachash. Ein necho bich, marech bich, the color that you have should remain. Shaloi tadim yoiser, it shouldn't get redder and more inflamed. Asrech bich, shalei tachiv, it shouldn't spread out. Kikolot sheniklat zaroi b'shirei bitnoi shalei yoilid, it shouldn't progress further. Lekifa, or lekive, and Rashi says, tupshotim, this is either avabuais, this is a more internal inflammation, kach loshen Rabbi Yitzchak b'Rabbi Menachem b'shmos ha'yeidin, Loshen Rabbeisai, Lekifa, Lemi, Shekafu, She. So what is the Lachash Leimach, Cherev Shlufe, Klavetushe, Loishme Yoichev, Chulin. Machoivin. This is the Lachash. Lesheido, for a Sheid, Leimach, Avis, the Pokik, Avis, Lito, Tever, Umishumis, Bartit, Bartome, Bartino, Kishamgas, Merigas, Bistamoy. Let us see Rashi. Leimahochi, Lachash Baalmo. Avis the pokik avis Lachashu. Lit Tavar Mishumis, Mikulo, Isholten, Venishbar, Broken, Mishumis Yeshayze, Sheshmoy, his name is Bartit Bartino. Lesheido de Beisakise, if one gets in contact with the shed of the Beis Akisei, Leima Ochi, Akar Kafi Da'ari. You're on the head of an Ari Zocho, Va'usi de Guryoso, and on the nose of a Leviyo. Ashkachtun, I found Lishidoi Bar Sherike Pande, is a Bemeshra de Karte Chavte, I threw him down on a Ruga of Karsi, with the cheekbone of a chamoyer, I hit him. Let us see Rashi. L'sheido de beis akisei im hizik. If the shade of the beis akisei was mazik, leima lachashe. Akal kefi dari beroi shohari zocho. Va'usi de guryoso bechoitem in the nose levi on the kever. Ashkachta l'sheidoi bar shrikoi pandoi kar shmoi v'meishra de kar sichavtei barugas kar shini paltev. I threw him down in arug of kar shim v'lua de chamro chatartei v'lechi achamoyer il kesev. This kedai to mention, we had mentioned yesterday the Meiri, that the Meiri holds that most of these lechoshim were babri shemaises. But the Rashbe in Shuve Tov Yud Gimel says as follows. Since the Gemara brought it down, Mishmei Da Abaye, Bekovu Oysam Begmore, Heminum, Chazal believed in them, Besoimchim Aleihem, and one can rely on them. Zok the Gemara weiter.
The Mishnah says the B'nai Melachim Bezogim. B'nai Melachim are permitted to go out with belts. And the Mishnah continues, V'chol Adam. Everyone is permitted to wear belts. Elisha Dibru Chachomim Behoive. These belts, Rashi in the Mishnah said, Shel Zav L'Noi. They're gold belts, and they are worn for Noi. Man Tane. Who is the Tane that holds that everyone is permitted to wear bells? Omar Rabbi Shia Rab Shimini, the Omar Kol Yisrael B'nai Melachim. It's going according to Rab Shimon that holds Kol Yisrael B'nai Melachim. Rav Omar, Rav says, Ba'orig B'ksusoi, it is speaking about these bells are attached, are sewn to his baggage. B'divrei Hakol, it goes according to everyone. Now let us see in Rashi what the Shaila is about wearing these belts. Rashi says, Mantane, Diktoni v'chol Adam. Everyone is permitted to wear this. Va'afilu Ani Shebi Yisrael, a poor person who is not in the bracket of wearing golden bells is also permitted to wear bells. Shabbos. So the Gemara wants to know who holds like this. Rabbi Shimon, V'peirik Shmeinish Rotzim, the Rabbi Shimon says, Kol Yisrael b'nei Melachim, Hilkach la'oni nami chazye. So since every Yid is in the bracket of a Ben Melech, so even though financially he doesn't have too much money, he's an oni, but such a tachshit pasach for him also. V'loi genuso di day delis chazye ki yuaro v'sholim. And one should not think that this is a merzi ki yuaro. That means since he doesn't fit into this bracket, so therefore, sepasnish for him, and then there's a chash, we should be afraid, he might go and take it off, because people will, he himself will realize, he's not wearing a proper tashit according to his means and according to his bracket. No, the Mishnah goes according to Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon holds Kol Yisrael b'nei Melachim. So therefore, every Yid, theoretically, is roi to wear golden belts. So the first pshat in Rashi is, there would be a chash that he might go and take it off because it's a pasach that he should wear such a tashit. And according to Rav Shimon, he doesn't have to take it off. But it's a pasach here. Inami. Then Rashi says a second chas that could have been. The migu de chidushu sholif o machvi. Since this is a chidush for him to wear such a tachshit, he's not rogel to wear such a tachshit, so one would think that he might go and take it off and show it to other people. He's not rogel in such tachshitim. So Rabbi Ishi said the Mishnah is going according to Rab Shimon, that Kol Yisrael b'nei Melachim. Now, we have to understand two ha'oris on this Rashi. That means, first of all, Rashi says that I would have a havamine that on this person there's a chash he might go and take it off because migu dechidishu, because he never wore such a tashit. So I'm afraid he might go and take it off. We had mentioned on the previous shiurim, there's a machloikis rishonim, if Chazal were goyzer the iser of levishas tachshitim by zechorim. So machloikis erashi and the rabbeinu tam. And daf samach beis omed aleph. The rabbeinu tam holds that a zocher is permitted to wear tachshitim. A zocher is mutter lilboish atabas sheyesh aleo chosim. Rashi holds it's potter avolosim. So Rashi holds that there's an iser for zchorim to wear tachshitim also. So be'emesim, so there's a shayla, so what is the problem? That migo the chidushu, since it's a chidush, I would be afraid that he might go and take it off, and that's why Rabbi Ishi says it's going according to Rabbi Shimon, that Rabbi Shimon holds that Kol Yisrael b'nei Melachim. Without the other din chidush, we are afraid when a zocha wears a tachshit, he might go and take it off. So the problem is not on Kol Yisrael, the problem is on the Bnei Melachim also, according to Rashi. Why is a Ben Melech permitted to wear it? Why dafka Yisrael be goy chidush? Perhaps the Gemara held that just like there is a svare, and that Nun Tesam and Beis, that an Isha Cheshuva, she won't take off her tachshitim tishol because it's below her dignity. So perhaps the Gemara held that by Ben Melech, there's also no shash who'll go and show it off. It's below his dignity. A Ben Melech sich, it's below his dignity. So therefore the problem is only by Kol Yisrael. If that is Pshat and Rashi, we have to understand, so how does Rav Shimon help? So Rav Shimon said, Kol Yisrael b'nei melochim. So theoretically, he's a ben melech. But if we're speaking about a practical shash, that he might go and take it off al Sachidish, he never wore a golden bell in his life. He's going to walk in the street, and his chav is going to see him, and tell him, Yankel, what are you wearing? He says, look, it's 14 karat gold, to go and take it off. So thus helped Rav Shimon, that Rav Shimon holds Kol Yisrael b'nei melochim, but the shash still applies. Yankiv Berg wanted to be ma'ira that it could be that if this is true, that by a ben melech there never was a gzeira, because they have a din of an isha chshuve, so, and according to Rab Shimon, that holds that Kol Yisrael b'nei melochim, so the chazal never differentiated between this ben melech and this ben melech, so even though Lemaise, there is a chash of Dilma Mishlif, but Chazal would never make the takonis with exceptions. This Ben Melech is permitted to wear a tachshit, this Ben Melech is not permitted to wear a tachshit. So since in Yisod, by a Ben Melech, there does not apply the gzeire of Dilma Osi Lishloif Lachvuyei, so, al sahalochim of Kol Yisrael b'nei melochim, so they did not apply the gzeirah even to Kol Yisrael. Could be this is pshat in Rashi, according to Rav Oishir. What did Rav say? Rav Omar v'orig b'ksusoy v'divrei akel. Rav wants to say that the Mishnah that says that everyone is permitted to wear it is going according, it's speaking that the tachshit is attached to his beged. If it's attached to his beged, it's on to his beged. So there's no shash of dulma sholif. Rashi says, dulma sholif leyamachma, you can't take it off, it's attached to the beged. There's a very chashive ha'ore from the Sfas Emes on this Gemara. It seems the Gemara is being, according to Rashi, the Gemara is being mefalpal. Why Kol Yisrael are permitted to wear these bells? There's a chash of Dilma Sholif Leih. So Rabbi said it is going according to Rav Shimon, Kol Yisrael b'nei melochim. And Rabbi says it's going b'divrei hakel, it's going according to everyone. No, why is there no chash? Because it's Orig B'Ksusa. But let us clear a shaila. What's with that Ben Melech alone? It would seem from the Rehitas Loshen HaGemore, as we mentioned before, it seems by a Ben Melech, there's Zichar Norshash. The whole problem is by Kol Yisrael. That is the whole problem. So, L'chayre, so how do you learn the Mishnah according to Rav? B'nei Melochim B'zogim. B'nei Melochim are permitted to go out with bells. And L'chayre, they're permitted to go out with bells, even though it's not Orig B'Ksusa. V'chol Adam, and everyone is permitted to go out with bells. Now, how is everyone permitted to go out with bells? That's not if it's Orig B'Ksusa. So that's not pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah seems to say that Kol Adam is similar to Aben Melech. And according to Rav, it is not true. Aben Melech is permitted to wear a bell, even though it is not Orig B'Ksusa. And Kol Adam is Nafka Rebik Susay. So how do you learn Pshat in the Mishnah? Amay Radik Yikashe, that the Sfas Emes asks on Rashi. So Ephraim says, Lulei Divrei Rashi, he would say a different pshat in the Gemara, and the Magia brings down that in Emerson, the Chidushi Haran says this pshat. The pilpul in the Gemara is not Dilme Shole Vahasi Labach. We don't forget, we mentioned Rashi Shita is that by Abed Melech will also be the same shash. By Tachshitim, Midarabonon, Yuzicher, there's Zicher a shash that they might go and take it off. So in order to prevent this shash, Zicher has to be Orig Biksusai. The Mishnah is speaking about that it was Orig Biksusai. This is not Chavos Chiddush. According to Ravoish, it also has to be speaking about it's Orig Biksusai. Or else it would be Osra al Slisid Rabbonin of Tachshitim. Now what is the pilpul of the Gemara? The pilpul of a Gemara is a different pilpul. The pilpul is, maybe it's a masri d'araisa. Since this is a tachshit that is only massive for b'nei malachim, so if an oni wears it, so it's like a b'china of nes himself, ba'af chazir. It is not considered a tachshit, since it doesn't fit the oni. He's wearing shmatis and he's wearing a golden belt. This is not tachshit. It's a pasach nish for the oni. So the Gemara the Shaila, how could Kol Yisrael wear a bell? It's lemaisa masui. So, and that the Gemara brings to Tirutzim. Ravoishi says it goes according to Rab Shimon. Kol Yisrael b'nei malachim. Now we understand very well the lomdus of Rab Shimon. Again, every yid is royal in Tachshitim because theoretically everyone is a ben melech. He couldn't afford it till now. He didn't have it. But one should never say as a pasnitz a drogen a tachshit by a Yisrael. He's a ben melech. He's even deserving of tachshitim. And Rav said a lomdish ishtik toire. Rav says a filo according to the Chachamim. And even though he's not a ben melech, but if it is orig b'ksusoy, and it is a tachshit, it becomes bottled to the beggar. And it loses the shame masui. So we have a mbeiradik a lomdish machloikis between Rav and Rav Oishie. A tachshit which in yisod pasnish to the loivish, but it's mechuba lebigdoi. Does it lose the shame masui, or doesn't it lose the shame masui? Avoshia held that it will not lose the shame masui, and therefore the Mishnah can only go according to Rab Shimon that holds Kol Yisrael b'nei Malachim. And Rav says no, but Orig Biksusai v'divrei Hakel. Since it is Orig Biksusai, so then everyone will be moide that it does not have a shame masui, and therefore, according to everyone, you're permitted to wear it. Now, Rav Tuvia Hamer was ma'ira, the Lashon HaGemara is a little shver according to this pshat. Because the Lashon HaGemara is Rav Omar Be'arik Biksusai. It would seem from the Lashon HaGemara that Rav is making the Yekimte, that it is speaking about Arik Biksusai. According to this pshat, the Gemara should have said, Kivan the Arik Biksusai, since it is Arik, that means we have to first set down the facts that it is Arik Biksusai. So there is a Shtikal Ha'orah on the Gemara. And the Lashon HaGemara, according to the Svas Emes and the Chedushe Yorah. Taisves, B'nei Malachim, Yaitzim, Bezogin, Man Tane, Rab Shimini. Perish HaKuntres, V'leke L'meichesh Dilmi Mechaichi Buhu, V'osu L'asuyeh. That according to Rab Shimon, we don't have to be afraid that they'll laugh while he's wearing it. He might come and carry it. V'imtayma v'aktaisus mikol mokim leichesh dilme ifsik v'osi lasuye. Forget about chiyuch. It might fall down and he might come and carry it. K'demrin alel gabi evet v'layetze b'chaisam shebetzavore. An evet is not permitted to wear a chaisam around his neck, because it might fall off and he might come and carry it. So why aren't you afraid of this shash? Yeshloim b'dachi mairi b'tluyim b'shal shalas d'loim ifsiki. Here it is speaking about that this zog is hanging from a chain which will not fall off. V'riva pirish, the b'yirishalmi mukilo b'ktanim. Yirishalmi says that our Mishnah is speaking about ktanim. It says, b'nei melochim. In Amira de Kipshat, Afilo e Posik, or Maisilo, Afilo will fall off and will carry it like a Yisa.
So there's also no issa. Kot meichel nevelis, a mezda mitzuvan lafnishay.
So what could be wrong if he's wearing it?
V'hochi yisa b'yirishalmi.
Habzeira amal.
Bizuk shebet savorai. The Mishnah speaking about a bell that he's wearing around his neck.
Umal kol adam diktoni b'masnisin.
And Rav Zeira says, what is pshat? That everyone is permitted to wear it.
Ayazuk shebet savoy, this is a shasha might fall.
Ben k'tanim ashirim, ben k'tanim aniyim.
And that a cotton on oni is also permitted to wear it.
So the Yerushalmi says, masniso pligi olay the Rav Zeira.
The Barais is choylik a Rav Zeira.
The Barais says, v'loy bizuk shebet savoy.
That one is not permitted to wear a zug around the neck. My stoys, the Baraisa holds,
there's a shash, dilman, dilma posak, it might fall off.
So Rav Zeira answers,
kan be gedoylim, kan be kpan.
The Baraisa that asels is speaking about gedoylim.
Then there's takach shash of dilma posak,
and the Mishnah is speaking about kpan.
Perish.
Ahud ola yeitze, bizug shebetzavoroi, be gedoylim. That's speaking about gedoylim.
Dilma mifsik v'yosil asuye.
It might tear off and it'll carry it.
Or the shore yochim b'ktanim t'lech alameichish k'te pirashti.
Mikomokim yesh l'taktik.
So Tosfos says about meirad k'kashe.
If the whole lomdus of the Mishnah, afilu by b'nei melochim,
is because the k'tanim,
amay noket b'nei melochim,
given the lekech shoshi maisil ukot b'yadayim.
So what is the difference between a ben melech and a ben oni?
The whole shash was we were afraid he might come and carry it. A cotton can carry in Shabbos.
V'yesh loyma.
The ilav v'nei melochim.
The ilav v'nei melochim.
If he's not a ben melech.
Have a mechaychi olei b'nei melochim kol shoh.
So the b'nei melochim will ridicule him.
If he's an oni, if it's a pasnish to wear such a tachshit,
so the b'nei melachim will laugh at him.
So what is it tell him?
V'yevshe shelo yishma aviv me'oilom.
And it's impossible to say, each Shabbos, the yingle comes home, and tears running down his eyes. They ridiculed him.
So the father's going to hear about it. He's going to go outside, and the son is wearing the belt.
V'yitleim oviv v'yodoy.
The father's gonna go and take the bell off his son's neck.
Vosilasuye.
They'll come and carry it.
Hilei ploim.
Chazal v'chayish.
That the father will be aware of the agmes nefesh of the son. He'll pass by and he'll zicha see how they're making fun of the son. And the only aids that the father will have, he can't scream under the name of Elohim, he's a little scared of them. So the only aids he'll have to protect the dignity of his son is he'll take off the zug from the neck of his son, and the father will carry it for Shusarab.
Avol if b'nei melochim loy mechaychi.
But if b'nei melochim will not laugh on it,
him came,
so there's nothing left to worry about. The father will never carry it.
Afilu imifsik lekel ameichish.
Afilu if he'll tear off, there's also nothing left to worry about.
Dilma ma'isulu avud, l'shchir shei aviv b'tzidei b'shoh shei yipsay.
I don't have to be afraid that the father will be standing next to the son the minute it'll tear. If it'll tear, m'stama, the son is there alone, and the son will carry it in.
A very interesting toisvis and a very interesting zera.
So there's something I didn't understand. There's a shayla over here, if the b'nei melachim will ridicule this oni.
So we passed on to Zogin that the Mishnah is going according to Rav Shimon.
We are speaking about people who are children, who are Balei Midos Mushchoseis.
Not allowed to ridicule a noni either, but they're Balei Midos Mushchoseis.
Now we hear there are Machloikis, Rav Shimon, and the Chachamim.
Is Kol Yisrael B'nei Melochim, or are they not B'nei Melochim?
So these Ktanim, no, according to Rav Shimon, they know Shitas Rav Shimon. They know the Halacha is like Rav Shimon.
So that means, since the Halacha is like Rav Shimon, they won't make fun of him, because he's also a Ben Melech.
If the Halacha is not like Rav Shimon, they can make fun of him.
Before they make fun of a person, they first check up, is he a Ben Melech or not? the love of Laisaina they're not worried about. But they just check up to see if he's a Ben Melech, so he's the same bracket that we are. If he's not a Ben Melech, so he's a different bracket. It's very difficult to understand that.
But perhaps that Gufa is the Machloikis, Rab Shimon and the Chachamim. How does one Yid look on another Yid? Do all of them feel that we are all B'nai Melochim? There are no two categories by Klal Yisrael. Or are there taket two categories? Rab Shimon Lishitose held that every Yid felt that he's a Ben Melech, and he could act like a Ben Melech. Perhaps, according to Rab Shimon, there's no place for ridicule. The Mishnah says further, Yaitzin b'beis hachagol, b'shein shul, b'mismo min hatzolov, mishum refue divrei Rab Meir. These are all in Yonim, which are schoolers, and Rab Meir held. One is permitted to use them, and one is permitted to go out Shabbos with them. It has a din of a kameya mumcha, a tashchit, and there's no iser of eitzor. The chachamim oisrim af b'chol mishum darkei ho'amayri. The chachamim hold that one should not wear this even b'chol. Rashi darkei ha'amayri negeshu uchsiva b'chukei seim lo yisei lechel. Zog the Gemara. Yaitzim b'beyes ha'chalgel, the egg, a chalgo, which was one type of a locust, the ovdi l'shichala. So Rashi says, l'shichala l'ka'ev ha'ezen v'taylem ba'ozne. This is very good for earache. U'bishen shel shul, the tooth of a fox. The ovdi, it is very good, l'shinsa, one who has sleeping problems. T'chaye, if one takes a tooth from a live fox, this is very good, l'man d'naim, one who is very sleepy, and he has problems getting up, a tooth of a live fox can do wonders. Demiso laman deloinayim, one who has problems falling asleep, a tooth of a dead fox can do wonders. Rashi lishinsa yesha so kedeisha yishan, others use this tooth in order to fall asleep, v'yesh kedei shelo yishan. Zok de Gemara weiter, ube mismo min hatzolov. If one takes a nail from a gallows, from a tree that one was hung up on, the ovdi lezirfa, this is very good for an inflammation of a make. Rashi lezirfa napoch, it blew up. Make, napoch make. A make got swollen. The whole parzelo zorif, a make of barzel, makes it swollen. V'hai masi lezirfo. And this is a refue for the swelling. Zokti gemore weiter. Mishum refue divrei Rameya. Abai v'omri, the omri that Rameya said that mishum refue it is muta. Abai v'omri, abai v'rove the omri tovayu. Kol dovo sheyesh boi mishum refue ein boi mishum darkei omri. Something that is done, l'shem refueh, there is no shayla of darkei amayri. So the Gemara is medayik, ha'ein boi mishum refueh, but if it is not involved refueh, yesh boi mishum darkei amayri. Let us see exactly what this means. So Rashi says, yesh boi mishum refueh, sheniris refueh, say, one observing the actions of what he is doing, realizes that this is done l'shem refueh. Kigoin shesias kais. Someone is drinking a glass of some medicine. Fitach boi shesmaka or a dressing, a type of a band-aid on the market. That one realizes this is done for the purpose of refuah. Upachinan ha'ein boi. But if that which is done is not nire, that is refuah. Kigoin lacha. So Rashi gives an example. A lacha she'ein nikir she'yehe marpe. This is not discernible that this is marpe. A person is whispering some things. One does not realize, one does not discern that this is marpe. Yesh by mishum darki ha'moiri, then it is also al-tzdarki ha'moiri. If it is not a standard medical practice, it is also al-tzdarki ha'moiri. Bitmiye. So the Gemara says, we learned in the Baraisim, Basanya, we learned Ilon Shemesha Peirosov, a tree that the peiros were falling off. They did not remain on the tree long enough. So the Baraisa says one should do two things. Number one, Soikre Besikre. He should paint it with red paint. V'toyanoi ba'avonim. And he should put heavy stones on the tree to weigh it down. So the Gemara says, Bishloim v'toyanoi ba'avonim. I can understand the purpose of putting heavy stones on it. Ki heichi de likrish chele. That it should lose some of its strength. So let us see what Rashi says. The likrish chele shal yedeshu shomein v'koichei rav. This is a very fat, rich tree. Peiros of noishim. That is the cause that the peiros are falling. So this is a natural refuah by weighing down the tree with heavy stones. Alosoikre besikra, but painting it with red paint. My refuah covet. What kind of refuah is this? This is zichanat a refuah nikeres. So the Gemara held, so this falls into the category of Darki HaMoiri. And we just said before, Ha'ein by Mishum Rifu, Yesh by Mishum Darki HaMoiri. So how is this permissible? Why is this permissible? So the Gemara answers, no, you're making a mistake. The purpose of painting the tree is not, it's a segula, that the tree will become a healthy tree through the painting. People should see that the tree has problems. The owner of the tree has problems. And there'll be ma'ira rachmim. That was the midah of Klal Yisrael. They passed by a tree, and they, from the painting of the tree, the owner of the tree was beseeching all passerbys, please be mispalo for my tree. Kedesanya v'tomei tomei yikro. It says that a metzoyre used to call out that he's tomei. Tzarech leidia tzaroi l'rabim. It was a mitzvah, he should be medea his tzar l'rabim, v'rabim yivakshu olav rachmim. And the rabim will mevakish rachmim on him. Let us see Rashi, the lechezu inchi, l'simna of delay. This is done for a simen lo'oidi, to make known the meshe peirosav, that the peiros are falling off. Tomei, Tomei, who asks me, Eimer, Tomei, rachaku mi'olai, please get away from me. Now, there is a machloikis harishayim. What falls into the category of less by mishum refue, is by mishum darki amoyim. So, let us see the Ran, daf lamed amet beis, bedafi harif. The Ran says as follows, kol davo sheyesh by mishum refue, Bein lachash, a lachash, bein kol dover, kiven sha'onu yoidim shehu merape. We know that this is merape. How it is merape? If it's merape al, if it's a natural refuah, if it's a refuah skulis that we don't understand the cause and effect, how it is merape. But if we know that it is merape, so that is called darke refuah. This is a taisus that we don't have, but the Rishonim had this taisus. Ve'efsha, the av lechoshim shein onu yoidim im yesh ben mishum refuah. Even if we do not know for sure that they are merabi, mutarim misofik. V'loy osro le'oysam shebotku ve'ein me'ilim. Daki amayri is only something that we know does not help l'rapois. That falls into the category of daki amayri. And that is awesome. The cost of a rashbaz al shekein nire shepir shubitaisis. This is shitas atoisis. Elo shere isi laharav rabbeinu yoine, shechoshash bechol kamei yoshene min amumcha mishum daki amayri. Rabbeinu yoine was machmer. Something which we are not sure that it is merape. So the Rabbeinu yoine was chayish could be this falls into the category of daki amayri. And the Ran says before that he holds it does not fall into the category of Darki Amayri. Now let us see the Shulti Agiboyrim, Ois Gimel, V'nireli, Daliba de Rashi, according to Rashi, the Chol Lachash also, that every Lachash is also, Sheyesh Boy Mishum Darki HaAmayri, and it falls into the category of Darki Amayri, V'afilu B'chol, Kolshkem B'Shabesh, Sha'osa Lilchay Shum Lachash. According to other poiskim, this is mutter that does not fall into the category of darki or amayri. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omar Ravine. Keman tolinin kufsi bedikle. We go and we hang up. Kufsi Rashi says, eshkel tmorim. This is a cluster of tmorim. Besimenu shemeshir peroiso. This is a simon, whoever passes by will realize that the reason this cluster is hanging from the decal is because it's meshe peroisov. Ki haitam, that there's an inyan to be meidiyah tzari l'rabim, they should be ma'oira rachmim olam. Tani tane v'perik em moiri kamei d'rabchiye barov. Someone learned Baraisis in front of Rab Chiya Bar Oven, which dealt with the halachis of Darki Amiri. Hamaleikulo isbu mishum Darki Amiri. All of these hanhogis that you said over are Darki Amiri, Labar Mahani. These two do not fall into the category of Darki Amiri. Misha Yeshlei Etzem Begroinai. If a person has a bone stuck in his throat, Maybe me'ayse hamin, he brings the same type of min etzem, minichli al kodkodai, he puts it on his head, v'leima hochi, and he says as follows, chad, chad, nochis, bola, bola, nochis, chad, chad. Ein bay mishum darki amir. He says this lachash, and this does not fall into the category of darki amir. La adre, what if he has a fishbone, leima hochi, Nin atzato, kemachat, nin alto, ketris, shaya, shaya. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi beperk amiroi beperk echot, sheshoni betesefte de mesecha Shabbos behilches darki amiroi. Omale rabchia letane. So rabchia told the Tane, was telling him over this baraisa, kulu izbu, kol ashnu yesham, all the anhogis that are mentioned in this baraisa, do not be mistaken and think that they do not fall into the category of Darki Amiri. All of them fall into the category of Darki Amiri. Besides these two, which I will tell you. Chad chad nochis lachashu laadra etzem sholdak sheyoshav laodam beveishit shaye shaye lachashu, and it means reit reit. Rabbi Kiveger in Yeridayis Mishin Lamed Vov writes b'shem Hamaril as follows: Also lenaseis kol harafuis shebechol haTalmud. One should not try all the refuis which are mentioned in the Talmud. Yishum de ein adam yochel lamed al ikon. Because one cannot really understand the whole oifen of the refuah. Vechilo yalu biyodom, and if it will not be matzliach, yilagu. Viyilaglugu al divrei chachamim. So people will ridicule the divrei chachamim. Milvad ho deise mishi yeshloi etzem. This anhoge is bodek menuse, and even this man hazeh, Rabbi Kiveger is miyayitz, that one could try this refuah. Zok the Gemara weiter. Haimel God gedi v'sinuk loy. Ashri u'bushri, yesh boi mishum darkei ha'amayri. Rashi, haimel God gedi, his mazel mazli, my mazel should get strong. The sinekloy oyefalti, it should not weaken, it should not get tired. Ashri yibushri yoyim v'layla, this should be continuous. This is darki amiri. Abiyudayim God ein el aloshen avay dezorim. It is worse than darki amiri. It is a masker shame shel avay dezorim. Shenema ho'irchem lagad shulchem. Zok drash, yesh bishum darki amoiri, vechem bekulom atsoif pirke, gasinen hareza mi darki amoiri, vohi gasinen betesefte. Hu bish, zok de gemore weiter, hu bishmo vehi bishmoi. There was a couple that at night they used to switch names. They used to call the wife Moshe and the husband Rachel. Yesh boy mishum darkei ha'amoyri. This falls into the category of darkei ha'amoyri. Let us see Rashi. Hu bishmo vi bishmoi, hu vi ishtoi machlifin shmoiseim, zebo zebo laylo mishum nechesh. The Ben Yoyoda wants to explain this on Hagim. He explains there are shadim which are schorim, and there are shadim which are nekevis. And the derech of the shadim is that the schorim are mizdavik to the nekevis, and the nekevis are mizdavik to the schorim, which is not good for the people. And the purpose of this name changing was that since a person is nikah by his name, so if they called the nekeva b'shem zocher, so a nekeva was mizdavik to her. They called the zocher b'shem nekeva, so a zocher was mizdavik to him, and there was not so olu, there was not olu for kilkul and hezek. Doinu dani, yesh bay mishum darkei hu amoiri. Rashi doini dani, his chasku chivyoisai, my barrel should get strong. Rashi, that means the wine in them should remain there, or should get overflow. So that's midarki amoiri. Rabbi Yehuda ime, ein dan ala loshan avay dezore, shenema nishboim ba'ashma shemroim, ba'omru chayelei hecha. Done. It is worse than Darkei Amoiri. Let us see what Rashi says. Einai choka Amoiri al avoida zore mamish v'chayim mishum koirei b'shem avoida skilur. Zog de Gemara weiter. Ha'aymer lo'oirei tzrach ul'urvise shriki varziri liznove. He is encouraging the oirei, the zocher, to scream further, and then the cave to whistle more. This falls into the category of Darkei Amoiri. Rashi Oimel Oirev Tzrach Shukairei Oimel Oikein. When the Oirev starts calling, so he tells this to the Oirev, Neshu Mevaser Besureis. Because the Oirev is a bird which is Mevaser Besureis. Veloichesh Loi Lachash, as he tells them this Lachash. Ha'im ha'shachtu tarnagol ze shekora arvis, v'tarnagolish shekora gavris. He says, one should shecht this tarnagol shekora arvis. So Rashi says, shekora arvis, icher yoyser mishar chaveirov. It was koirei later than the other chaveirim. Lusheran says, it was higdim yoyser mishar chaveirov, because the town of girl is kairi in the morning, and this was kairi meba'oid laila. Balinire shekore ka'irev, that the voice of the town of girl was similar to that of an oirev. Shekore gavris, ke town of girl, kamekore gavro. So that the town of girl is here, the voice of a town of girl, therefore he says they should be geshocht. Yesh be mishum darki amoir. Eshteva oiser, yesh be mishum darki amoir. One drinks a kais and he leaves over. There is the inyan of Darkei Amoiri in this anhogim. Rashi says, "Eshte v'oisa k'deishet ebrocha mitzuya v'yeinay." The Ben Yoyada brings down from the Meiri that he was goyres ein boy mishum Darkei Amoiri. He says, "Could be this is al pizeh. It's moving what they bring down from the Arizal that one should leave over wine in the kais shel broche." Shabbos by night, and that is a simen broche. So that would be very Muslim if we were goyres ein by mishum darkei amoyri. Hamavakas beim bekeisel b'fnei afroichim yesh by mishum darkei amoyri. What is this? Let us see Rashi. Hamavakas beim bekeisel is the garasi. What is the baskirse mekavat? After the afreichim went out of the shells, the chicks went out of the shells, mechazeres haklipis b'makol, v'koivosom b'koisol lefneim, v'zel l'nochosh l'nachay shelo yamu. So this is a skula that the chicks should not die, but this is darkei or amoyri. V'ameigis b'fnei afreichim, yesh b'y mishum darkei or amoyri. Amegis, the Ben Yoyada, explains that one takes the white of the eggs and he mixes it together and he makes a foam. This he does before the chicks, and just as the foam gets greater and greater, so this was a school of Midaki Amiri that the chicks should get big and fat and multiply. Some that a woman that dances, or they count 71 afroichim b'shvil shulayamu. So this was a school that they shouldn't die. Yesh b'mishem darki yamayich. Hamerakedes lekutach, a woman that dances in front of the kutach. Now kutach was a machel that Chazal, which was Bizman Chazal. If one wants to know the exact recipe, one could learn the beginning of Elo Ayuchim. But it seems after this machel was put together, it took a number of hours till it became edible. So the Indian of a merakedus was, there was a school, if you'll dance in front of the kutach, it will take less time for it to get ready. This is speaking about a woman that was cooking lentils, and it seems it took a very long time for lentils to get soft. And she said to everyone they should be quiet, and everyone will be quiet, then the lentils will take less time for the lentils to cook. The Ben Yoyada says, Psavot, it seems lentils is ein lahem peh, as Rashi brings down in Chumash. So it seems if the oilam will
amishaseket ladashim, and Ben Yehuda took the vote, it could be because Rashi and Chumash brings down that you give Avelim Adashim Eilam Peh. The Memele, those feel good company, the Eilam Peh, and everyone is quiet, they take it Eilam Peh, so they'll get cooked quicker. The Memele, that was the lumdis of this Anhagen. Vamitzaveches Ligrisis. And by greasing, it was punkakel. In order for it to cook more, to cook quickly, it was a need to scream, or get done quicker. All these things, yesh by mishum darke yo amoyri. Hamashtenet b'fnei k'dei rosa, b'shvil shetiz basho ma'ere, also yesh by mishum darke yo amoyri. Avol neisnim kisim shel tuz, but a person is permitted to put into a tafshil a branch from a mulberry bush, v'shidrei zchuchis, or small pieces of glass, v'kdeire, v'shvil shetiz bashel meheira. This is not tarki amayri, it seems this is a tibia tikizah, that this can enhance the bishel, and it will get cooked in less time. Chachomim oisrim, aber also chachomim b'shivrei zchuchis nei hasakone. Not darki amoyri, but it's a sakone, because you might swallow the zchuchis. Tana rabom, noisnim bul shel melach l'soy chaner. This is not darki amoyri, this is a tibia tikein. A person is permitted to put salt in the shemen shebener, b'shvil shetoyer v'tadlik. This purifies the shemen, and if it's the shemen is pure, so the psila is nimshach. The shemen is nimshach achara psila, and you'll have a better light. That is mutter, because this is a tibia tikizah. The noisnim tit vacharosis tachas haner b'shvil shetamtes. Also, the ner is the receptacle that's holding the oil and the wick is burning. So if you'll put this nair in something cold and wet, like tit, so this will make that the fire will take a longer time for it to burn. Because the hotter the shemen gets, the quicker it burns. If you're surrounding the nair with cold, wet tit, or halosis, so this cools off the temperature of the shemen, and the mela will burn longer. B'shvil shetamti v'tadlik, it will take longer to burn. That is muta. That's tibyit, that's not tachi amir. Let us see Rashi. What's Rashi? המרכדת לקוסח. שאויסה קוסח מרכדת לפונה, בו ניחס להתחזק, תרצ ביקום קוסח קוקר. המשעסקת לדשם, שנויסנו בקדילה, משעסקת את כל העמדים, כדי שיסבשו, וקוק וקוי, ולגריסים מצבחת, יהיה פסקרים, this is going to do wonders. So this is all דעתי אמרת. אך בגלתינה, ונויסנו קיסם של תוס, וחוסקו כחיימס ומויר לבשו, this helps me, אין זה לנחש. הרי גסינה, ועוצו חכומים בשברי סכוכיס, אף על פי שמשום דעתי אמרתי אין בוי, also khakhom ni nesa konish la yibla shun follow the glass bul shel melach mole egreit melach bishvil she toil betat she ein ze neges this is na neges el misayeye mamish this helps she ha melach toil le fa shemen it purifies the shemen the yimshach achar apsile tit vecharosis mitanen in es ha shemen the ein ei doilek maya this the gemara weiter. On Arav Zutra, Haiman de Mechase Yishrage de Mishre. If you have a nail that is burning from oil, and a person covers the nail, so it seems, I think the Indian is because it gets much hotter, so it burns quicker. Umigali Nifte, or by nest, it's the other way around, you expose the nest, to Ova Mishum Baltash. So Yaiva Mishum Bal Pashkas, that means it's going to burn up very quickly. Pashot, the Drashi, the Machase Shraga the Mishra, Shaisan Loi Kisui, Le Maila, Mimai Lidolik, Nef Shemagala Noise, Hoyer, Hailach, Vanim Shechaila, Le Mav, it also burns quickly. So he's Oiva and Bal Pashkas, Mamish Hashot. Maise Barabi Kibit, Shaosa Mishra Livnoi, על כל קייס וקייס שהיבי אומר חמרה וחיה לפום רבונון, חיה וחמרה לפום רבונון ולפום תלמידי. חמרה וחיה כשמייזגים ונייסנים קייס אימא קיין לברוכה בעומר. ובן יהודה wants to say two פשוטים, חמרה וחיה, חיה וחמרה. So he says this was a סודס חוסן, Mishta Livnoi, wanted to tell them that a Sudas Choshten is Shokul to Sudas Shabbos. It says in Sudas Shabbos we have three Sudas. The first two Sudas are Chamra V'chaya. First you make Kiddush and then you have Lechem Levada Yichya Odom, but the Lechem comes, that's the Chaya. So the Chaya comes after the Chamra. By the Sudas Lishes, it's chayev v'chamre. The Rizal says you should drink wine, but in the middle of the Suda. So first it's lechem, and then this. So that's what Rabbi Kiva wanted to be meramez. A Suda's chosam is chamre v'chaye, chaye v'chamre. Then he wants to say another pshat, that there was two broches. There was chamre v'chaye, l'pum rabbonon, chaye v'chamre, l'pum rabbonon, l'pum talmideyim. So he says by Mishal Zechor, by the Chasner Rabbi Kiva made, a lot of Talmidei Chachamim came. But there were different Sugim. There were Sugim Gedolei Adoyer, and then there were Rabbonon the Talmideim, the Yungere, which taught the Talmidim. So he said on Anhoge, he says by the Gedolei Adoyer, the Rabbonon, he says Chayi goes on Torah, Yem Chayim. He says, Fakert, by then they can drink first, and then they can say Divrei Torah. Fakert, the Yain is Mefakeyach, and not there. But by the Rabbonah, the Talmideim, if they'll drink first, so then the Torah, but the Torah is coming as they go. So by them it's Chaye the Chamre. First of them say the Divrei Torah. Then can they drink. And that's how the Ben Yehuda says Pshat. Zot the Mishnah. Klau Godel Omru B'Shabbat. Kol HaShaycheyach Iker Shabbat. If a person forgot Klau wegen der Inyan von Shabbat, the ganze Inyan von Shabbat, but also Meloche Yisharbe B'Shabbos Yisharbe, Hinei Chayav Elo Chatos Achas. many Shabboses passed by, and he did many melachos. He was unaware b'chlal of the Iker Shabbos, so he's chayiv on all the melachos, on all the chilul Shabbos that he did, is chayiv one kol mechat. Zot Rashi. Klal gadol b'gmorim meforish amai kori le'gol. Hashecheich Iker Shabbos. Kesavor ein Shabbos b'teir. There's no such thing as Shabbos. He was unaware. It's such an eating of Shabbos. So all the chilul Shabbos that he was over was because of one shkoge. He didn't know about Shabbos. Ein echayev elo chatos achas. So later when he finds out, he brings on everything one kolbem chatos. Vigmore yalef lo, because there are two psukim. One pasuk says, shmira achas v'shabbos eishabe, es shabsoi sai, Tishmoiru, Shabbos is Habit is one Lashon Shmira. And then there's another passage, or Shmira Lachol Shabbos B'Shabbos. Shamru B'nei Yisrael as HaShabbos. Or Mistabre, so the Gemara says as follows. The Chitziv Shmira Achas L'Shabbos is Halba, it is one Shmira and many Shabbos is. Yaygab, see, speaking about this case of the Mishnah, the Kulo Chodosh Goget, he's missing one yediyah, that there's such a dinyan of Shabbos. The kolben ha-shogeg kasi. And the kolben is on the shkoge. One brings a kolben for the shkoge. There's one thing he didn't know, that there's a dinyan of Shabbos. So all the pulas are poil yoyse of this one shkoge. So memele, so it's called one shkoge, and that he brings one kolben. That is ha-sheicheyach ikir Shabbos, v'asam aloch ishalbe v'shabbos ishalbe. Hayodeya Iker Shabbos. What he knows is such an Indian of Shabbos. V'osa melochais harbe v'shabbos is harbe. He knew that there's an Indian of Shabbos. He knew that Shabbos is also melochai. But one thing he didn't know. He didn't know that this day is Shabbos, and the next Shabbos is Nachamol Shabbos. So the Shgoge wasn't the Yomim. He was not aware that these Yomim were Shabbos, but he knew that such a din of Shabbos is a Zisam Alochim. It's Chayim al Kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. So then, when he finds out he has to bring a Kolben Chatos, not on the Malochis he did Shabbos, but each Shabbos was a Shigiga Shabbos, so he has to bring each Shabbos, each Shabbos was a different Shgoge, a new Shgoge. So he has to bring a kolben for each Shabbos. What was on Rashi? Hayoideya Iker Shabbos, Sheyei Shabbos Batoira, V'nesru Bo Melochis. Not allowed to do Melochin Shabbos. V'osa Melochis Halbei B'Shabbosis Halbei. And he did Melochis Halbei B'Shabbosis Halbei. Hayoidei Shigige Shabbos, Sheshochach Sheshabbos Hayot. He forgot that today is Shabbos. Midiktoni says it, because the last case is speaking about, Hayedeya Shehu Shabbos. And he forgot about, didn't know there was a Shigigis Malochis. Mechlal de Reishe, the Einyedeya Shehu Shabbos. He doesn't know that it's Shabbos. But also Malochis Harbi, the Shabbos is Harbi, the Inyan there. V'loi Noida Loi Bintayim Shechot. So he was under the impression that also Shabbos, he thought today was Sunday. So he did Malacha this Sunday, he did Malacha the next Sunday. He could say that. Ramaisa did Malacha each Shabbos. Chayim al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. So he has to bring a kol m'chatos on each Shabbos. Chatos achas l'chol Shabbos. So it's a chashi, fa'af al pi shalei noidalai bintayim. Even though he never found out that this day is Shabbos, that he was Mechalo Shabbos, the Helam Echotu, so it's really one Halomet, Amrinin, Yomim Shebetayim, Have Yediyah L'Chalik. If he would know that he was Mechalo Shabbos, he would have brought a Kolben on that Shabbos, but then each Shabbos he would bring him Zunder a Kolben. But the Mishnah is on the Sachidish. He did not know. It's one halome amrim in yomim shebitayim have yediyo lechalik. The Rashi do amir because the Ktayde that Taisvus disagrees with. The Rashi says that even when he did Shabbos, he did a meloche, he was doing melochas on Shabbos, he didn't know that they were Shabbos. But during the week, when the week passed by, amrinam yomim shebitayim have yediyo lechalik. Now, the innocent, these words that Rashi says is a Lashon HaGemara. That the Yomim Shebin Taim has a Din Yediyah and L'chalik, that is called a different Halom. What Pshat in the Gemara is, now Rashi says his own Pshat. Rashi says, what Pshat Yomim Shebin Taim Abi Yediyah L'chalik? She'i Efsha, it's impossible. She'loi Shoma Bin Taim, yet a whole week passed by. She'oisei HaYoyim HaVeshab. That Mistame Izicha found out during the week that that day was Shabbos. Why didn't he bring a kolben? Ela shaloi nizka loi b'melochai shenatuba. He didn't remember he did melocha. So memele, so the etzim, there was no yediyah tachet in time. He didn't know that he did a chet. He forgot that he did melocha. But it's zicher, he realized that that day was Shabbos. During the week, lo yimolet, yefshish lo yimolet, that he should find out that that day was Shabbos. It's a memele, it's not called a yediyah tachet, because he forgot he did melochus that day. The male, therefore, he didn't bring a kolb on the previous Shabbos. Ushkog yikamai semishim Shabbos. But the first shkog it was that he forgot that it was Shabbos. Now he found out that that day was Shabbos, even though it didn't mean anything to him. Hilka called Chodesh Shabbos Chodesh Kogi. So each Shabbos that he forgot that today is Shabbos is considered, it's not called one big Shkogi, it's called different Shkogi. Because since he found out during the week, and Rashi assumes that Zicha and Mustami Zicha found out during the week that the previous Shabbos was Shabbos, so this is considered a new Shkoge. A new Shkoge. So now this is a new Shkoge that he didn't know that this Shabbos was Shabbos. Umiu al harbei melochei shebechol Shabbos leimechayev elochodet. But all the melochei that he did each Shabbos, he's only chayav one kolb. The kule Shabbos chodesh gogit. Because the reason that the melachos were done is because there was one shkogit, there was one alomit. The leishogah got melachos. He wasn't, the shkogit wasn't, the alomit wasn't that he didn't know that you know how to do this, you know how to do this. Okay? The yaideyu shemelachos asurei. Ela ashabos hu deshogah. Here, the whole shkogi was that he did not know that today is Shabbos. So, memele, that was the sida of the chilul Shabbos. As Rashi said before, the kolben is brought on what he was a shogi. So, since here the shkogi was that he did not know that today was Shabbos, so memele, so all the malachis originated because of this shkogi. So, therefore, he brings one kolben because of this shkogi. The next Shabbos is considered a different Shkoge, because in between he found out that the previous Shabbos was Shabbos. The Memelis al-Kogge, this is a new Shkoge. And the new Shkoge, he has to bring a new Kogge.